your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Alaska Airlines says there are no concerning findings after inspecting more than a quarter of its Boeing 737 MAX 9 fleet after a window blew out in midair on one of them. This passenger couldn't believe it.
Look to my left, and there's this huge chunk.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers, the only unbeaten team in Big Ten play at 2-0. Winners of 9 of the last 10, taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They've won 5 in a row. They're 2-1 in league play, coming off an impressive win earlier this week against Indiana. Brian Butch joins me courtside. Two teams that are really playing well. I know the Badgers have certainly had the more challenging schedule, you look at it on paper, but the Huskers against Indiana looked pretty good, didn't they?
Well, when you say Nebraska basketball, first people don't think, oh, this is going to be a blowaway game. Not at all. Nebraska's playing really good basketball right now. They absolutely whack Indiana, waxed them. So I look at this team, they're doing some really good things. They're shooting a lot of threes. They're spacing the floor, which creates driving opportunities, and then for kickout opportunities, more or less, they're trying to get in that paint, but they're trying to spread that ball all over. It's interesting.
Yeah, and I want to pick up on that, because people, if they tune into a Nebraska game, if it's Big Ten Network, FS1, whoever, they talk about Fred Hoiberg bringing NBA concepts. See, a similar thing with Mike Woodson at Indiana because of their backgrounds. We hear that a lot. Give us more of an idea of what that really means.
I think more importantly, what it becomes is more sets as far as what they try to do and how they try to do it. You're going to see Nebraska run a lot of different sets for Keisei Tominaga. Right? Get him off, come and play. But it's more spacing. Sometimes a college game at times gets compacted. The NBA is more about, hey, we got to create space so we can drive, kick, find shooters, drive and create driving lanes that now all of a sudden we get better looks at the basket. That's what they do a lot of. And I think that's the biggest thing that Nebraska is going to look at, especially with the five-out stuff that they run as well, where they bring that big out. There's a reason that bigs don't get drafted in the NBA anymore, because their value isn't there, right? We talk about Zach Edey. Why is he back? Well, Zach Edey's back because there's not a place for him in the NBA. I hate saying that, but it's because of it. And then you look at it, and we'll throw a name that everyone knows, also Ighodala Marquette. The reason that he's a first-rounder, and I use that in quotation, because of what he can do with the five-man. He's going to have the five-man come out. Now, all of a sudden, they're going to have all that spacing, which we've talked about, but they're going to use that big as the distributor coming off his screens. And that's exactly what Nebraska's done. That's what Fred has brought to Nebraska basketball. Now he's trying to find that right combination as far as having enough shooters and having intelligent enough bigs to be able to run that offense. Mm-hmm. And I think they got that with this group. They've done a really good job so far early on in the season.
Yeah, you mentioned Tominaga. He got it going at Indiana's expense. 28 points in the game against the Hoosiers, including 4 of 10 from the three-point line. A little more than an hour away from the opening tip. It'll be at 1:16 if you really want to be exact. 1:16 Central Time. We tip the Badgers and the Huskers. Coming up, we'll check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Famous Wurstmachers Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's Feinste Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
We get rolling with our Badger pregame show, and as always, we visit with Jeff C. Temple of The Athletic. Go back to Tuesday night. It must be nice to be able to be a trailer on a break and catch a lob off the glass. And Jesse, I asked AJ Storr a couple weeks ago about his first dunk that he could remember. Eighth grade. It was a breakaway. Not even an alley-oop, just a breakaway. I don't know how often you were able to be a high flyer in your basketball days, but I did pretty well just to touch the net.
It took me until college to throw one down, but that was like taking 10 traveling steps and jumping off one leg and getting 50 tries. So I can't imagine what it would have been like to be able to dunk in eighth grade, but he is absolutely an electrifying high flyer, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it really is. I think if we were to predict before the game who would have the edge in fast break points, I'm guessing we both would have said Iowa. But it was Wisconsin. You know, off the turnovers really had a lot to do with that, particularly in that sequence. After that, there was another steal, and Hepburn had a layup. But it looked to me, and I think we both talked about it before, be a little rest versus rust. And I think Greg Gard admitted as much after the game. But once his team settled in, it seemed in the second half, it did a pretty good job containing Iowa. Do you agree?
I would. We know that under Fran McCaffrey, Iowa has been a great offensive team, but defensively they have had some serious problems, and this is the kind of performance that can happen from Iowa's perspective. From Wisconsin's perspective, you're right. Wisconsin was much more sound in the second half, and the way that they're able to score has just been so impressive. It really crept up on me that Wisconsin all of a sudden is averaging about 75 points per game and is scoring more points per game than any Badgers team in the last 30 years. It shows you the versatility of this team. I still think they're capable of winning games that have to be grinded out in the 50s and 60s, but it's the depth. It's having somebody like AJ Storr on the wing, having returning players. This really feels like the recipe for a team that can make a run here in March. I know it's probably not fair to talk about that in January, but it's very easy to start looking ahead and thinking about what's possible.
One of the things about the depth, too, the contributions can come from someone without scoring a lot of points. And it looked as though Kamari McGee and then Carter Gilmore as well, they both provided some sparks of some energy when this team in the first half was still trying to find its way.
Kamari McGee played 10 minutes in that game and had three steals in the blink of an eye, it felt like. He did exactly what you need him to do out of that position, and he's able to pass the ball and create for others. I think of one play specifically where he got a pass on the right wing and he was in the air and he threw it to the corner to Max Klesmann for a three. It was just that kind of quick decision can help facilitate things offensively, and it's what you need to give someone like Chucky Hepburn a break. You look at the minutes that Chucky is playing this year, and that feels much more sustainable than asking him to play 35, 36 minutes a game.
And about Gilmore, I mean, he's going to be out there primarily for his defense. He can get a couple rebounds. But I asked Greg Gard on his radio show Thursday about, it looked as though at times he's starting to pick his spots more offensively, where in the past we would see him turn that down. I had to remind myself, this guy, I know it was high school, but in high school, he was a big-time scorer. But he was taking the ball off the wing on one play. It looks like he's maybe at times becoming more assertive at that end.
I think so. And you're right, Matt. It is picking and choosing your spots. You're not asking him to take 8 to 10 shots a game. But if he can get in the lane and create a matchup advantage and score inside or get an offensive rebound off someone else's miss and a putback, that's what you're asking for. Rebound the ball, set good screens, play sound defensively, and maybe you give this team 2 to 6 points. That's, from his position, what you need, because you have so many other guys who are capable of scoring. It just adds a different dynamic and layer to this team.
There's an efficiency right now with Tyler Wall. I mean, he goes 11 to 13 at the free throw line against Iowa, but looking up some KenPom numbers, last year his two-point percentage was 44. Right now it's 55. I'm guessing health has more than a little bit to do with that, but it just seems like his attacking ways right now, he's able to, you know, if it's straight line, whatever it is he's doing, he's just more of an attack mode and a healthier Tyler Wall. Maybe that, as much as anything, it's helping those numbers go up.
I think it's everything, Matt. And I talked to Tyler earlier this season when he got hurt and he came back. He was nowhere close to 100%. It bothered him the rest of the season, the ankle injury that he had. But they were in the middle of Big Ten play. He wanted to contribute. There was the possibility that that was going to be his last season in college. He still had to make a decision about that. And it impacted him in the paint. You don't have as much lift. You don't have physicality. You're tentative. And now you're seeing what Tyler Wall can be when he is fully healthy. You mentioned the free throws, too. I think that is notable for both he and Steven Crowell. They are getting to the line a bunch. They're making 68% or so. And this team as a whole, shooting 76% from the free throw line, is leading the Big Ten. To me, that's as big a reason as any as why the Badgers are scoring 75 points a game.
Yeah, it's amazing. Those things, they only get talked about when they're missing a lot, it seems, but because they're hitting at such a high clip. What intrigues you the most about this game? Nebraska comes in there, played pretty well. Big win against Indiana a few days ago. What intrigues you about this game?
Well, Nebraska's 12-2, and I think we're at a phase where you don't necessarily know how good a team is, because what did the non-conference schedule look like? Nebraska lost against Minnesota earlier in Big Ten play. But this is a very good Nebraska team, certainly better than some of the Nebraska teams we've seen in recent seasons. And I think this will be a good test for Wisconsin. I do look at this schedule and think this is an opportunity for the Badgers to go on a bit of a run here. Now, they've played very good basketball of late. If I'm not mistaken, they've won 9 of the last 10, had that nice winning streak earlier. So I think this will be a good matchup and a good test for the Badgers.
Yep, 9 out of the last 10 for Wisconsin. Nebraska has won its last 5 games, so a pretty good matchup here this afternoon. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break when we continue. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house, or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Continuing with our pregame coverage, time for today's Badger Spotlight. And this afternoon, we check in with Associate Head Coach Joe Krabbenhoft. As much as things might be changing in the world of college athletics, one thing that remains the same, and especially here at Wisconsin, is the commitment to player development. Fans have enjoyed watching players grow throughout the years, and they're seeing it again now with the growth of guys like Tyler Wall, Steven Krause, certainly Chucky Hepburn. I could keep going, but we'll use that as the starting point of our conversation with Joe.
You could go down the list. It's really neat to see specifically, I think, some of the bigger guys develop because their bodies literally transform over their time here. And Steven Krause comes to mind. Remember his days when he was kind of in Nolan Winter's shoes, and there was guys named Micah Potter and Nate Reavers kind of throwing him around a little bit in practice. But we could see the skill and the fire burning within to be great. And it just took three or four summers with Jim Schneider to get him to this point. He's had a lot of success along the way, obviously, a part of a big piece of a Big Ten championship team and so on and so forth. But I think we're really seeing the development piece kind of shine through with a guy like Steven, and Tyler's another one. I think over the years has just continued to add to his game and to his body to become a very efficient, prolific player for us. So it is a developmental program. It has been for a long time, way before my time here with Coach Ryan, but it'll continue to be because that's what this is all about.
Are you noticing with those two guys, too, just to, as a couple of examples, with the experience, strength, the confidence with it, because Stevie could go right hand, left hand, do and score in different ways. Tyler as well. You just seeing more confident guys there too.
Yeah, and that confidence comes from your preparation and the work you put in. There's no doubt about it. And both those guys have been committed to their bodies first and foremost, and the time with Coach Schneider in the weight room. And with that, when you step on the floor, you kind of look in the mirror on your way out to the floor and you go, I can do this. And Steve and Tyler kind of came to us pretty blessed players. I mean, really skilled, well-coached in high school, both of them and from the Minneapolis area, and just really a good package of offensive skill set. And so when you start with that, we're pretty lucky as coaches. Then we kind of rub our hands together and dream of the possibilities. And both those guys are kind of making those dreams come true for us and for themselves. And it's fun to watch because they both have become really, really good players inside and outside.
I know Coach Gard has mentioned many times that the best teams that he's seen here are the player-driven, where the older guys help the younger guys. I mean, you live that. You know, you had guys probably mentoring you, and then you in turn mentored others. You seeing that with these upperclassmen, those two guys, if it's Max, Chucky, for that matter, as a junior, are you seeing that continuing with this group?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think you could go you know, down the list and talk about each guy here, but starting with our point guard, I think he's been through a lot, you know, as a freshman to come in and lead a team at that position. You know, obviously he had a pretty good sidekick and Johnny Davis and the all-time leader, Brad Davison, but, you know, he was given charge with the task of being the point guard at a young age, and he learned a lot. He had a lot of success, and last year, you know, kind of stepping into maybe a more prominent role with those two sidekicks gone and, you know, went through some ups and downs, as anybody will, and now oftentimes in a huddle or in a practice or in the locker room, things are handled before coach even gets in his chair or coach even enters into the locker room, and that's exactly what you want to see. I was fortunate to be a part of those locker rooms with Coach Ryan, and that's what we've been building here, and that's what we've had here many times, but this group has really done a good job with that, because it's not just Chucky, it's guys like Tyler and Max, and you listed them, and even Steve has found his voice, and for a big guy to be able to do that says a lot, because often those guys aren't the loudest, but when they do talk, everybody listens, and Steve's been through a lot too as a player, playing all the minutes he has. So it really helps the young guys hit the ground running, and they're prepared for every moment we can throw at them.
Well, clearly fans are seeing a team that's scoring at a higher clip here so far this season as we talk, but I imagine some things never change here. You got to guard guys. And Coach has mentioned a guy like A.J. Storr has made some strides there, and even Coach Gard is quick. Well, there was room to grow there and still more room. But he is picking things up here, isn't he, at that end of the floor?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's improved immensely from June when he got here till now. And as Coach would say, and we all know as his staff, and I'm sure anybody who knows the game, there's room to grow. But that's not just AJ. That's everybody. But, you know, he's a freshman in our system. He's new to it, and he's learning. But it's refreshing to have a guy like AJ, because there's so much room to grow, so much potential to be great in literally anything we throw at him. And he is as coachable of a talented player as we've ever had. Mm-hmm. When you combine his talent with his ability to be coached, it's really fun for us to go to work with him every day. And I think we're going to continue to see the growth both ends of the floor. And if we can see it, you know, on offense, he's going to make us look like really good coaches. If we can continue to see his improvement on defense, I think we could be a heck of a ball club, and he's going to continue to be a great player.
I've talked to so many guys over the years, either who played for you guys at Coach Gard or Coach Ryan, about the adjustment high school to college, and it is the defensive concepts that's the biggest challenge. You know, most guys could probably score at a good clip at the high school level. You know, walk us through that even in your playing days. What were the biggest hurdles or the biggest challenges just understanding everything that is expected of someone on the defensive end?
Yeah, I mean, as simple as we try to make it, and I think that's what has helped us to sustain our success on the defensive end, which, you know, in turn, all the wins come with that, I think. But as simple as I think this program has made it, it is an adjustment. There's a lot more that goes into the simplicity of our defense. And I think the biggest adjustment is probably understanding the scouting reports. You know, you can pick up the rules, you can pick up, you know, the tendencies and the things you're supposed to do, and then how do you apply it to Nebraska tomorrow, and then Ohio State on Wednesday, and so on and so forth. As the teams and the jerseys change, and maybe the left-hand dominant or the right-hand dominant, so you just got to continue to you know, absorb all that. It's like being a student in a classroom, in a class you've never taken. You know, coming in and learning defense from Coach Gard or Coach Ryan, it literally is, you know. For my first time in the accounting room, you know, it's like I didn't know all this stuff, and you have to adjust on the fly and learn and try to put it out in practice every day. So it's a neat thing, and we're lucky we got a good group that is very coachable.
That's Associate Head Coach Joe Krabbenhoff. To that is today's Badger Spotlight. Up next, our Badger Notebook, as we continue with our pregame coverage. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Badger Notebook. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Saturday afternoon basketball. We've been able to say that a couple of times. I was walking in a concourse with Isaac Lindsay, who said, man, I love these. I remember growing up, coming over here on a Saturday, you know, if it's at 11 a.m. or better yet, 1:15. With the schedules now, with all the multimedia platforms, it could be all over the map, right, when you play. But this is the way it's supposed to be, isn't it, Butchie, or am I just old?
Well, just the 1 o'clock is great. Yeah. Now, the 11 o'clock, we're going to have a different opinion. Yeah. Those 11 o'clock.
A little too early.
They were early. Because Bo would always make us get up at 6 a.m., like 3 days leading into it. It's going to change your sleep cycle. Coach, it was never changing our sleep cycle. You just wanted us to get up at 6.
What was pregame meal like at 7 a.m.?
There was no conversation. There was no chemistry. I believe there were some eggs. And, hey, can we get back to our apartments for a little bit more sleep? Even though, don't go back to, like, they left. Everybody left saying, hey, don't go back to sleep. Okay, sounds good. I'm going to catch about a 30-minute nap here. So
I got
that's
you.
That's how that went.
That's a little bit tricky. So yes. Patrick Herb is stepping in to join us for the Badger Notebook. We were just talking, Patrick, how much we love 1:15 games. Brian, maybe not as enamored with those 11 a.m. Saturday games like they'll have here next week.
Next week, I'm not. This is the way it should be, though. Not excited for the 11 o'clock one either.
But it's tough getting old now.
It is. Oh, my goodness. You're right.
What do we have here today?
So I wanted to look up a couple things, so maybe that's why I'm a little tardy here. So Wisconsin, one of their biggest bugaboos last year, right, was the scoring droughts.
Yes.
That the season ended with a 9:07 scoring drought against North Texas. I get shivers even just thinking about it.
I actually just talked with Bruce Weber about that. Yeah. He goes, what's the biggest difference? I go, scoring droughts are a big
deal. But I wanted to look it up.
Lack thereof.
I wanted to put numbers to it. So what I don't have is how many times Wisconsin had extended scoring droughts last season. It's going to be a lot. Many of those games, they would suffer a 4 or 5 minute scoring drought. But they've largely been able to avoid it this season, and that's been a big difference, like you mentioned. So Wisconsin has had a total of 3 scoring droughts of 4 minutes or longer in 13 games. Last year, I'm sure it was way higher.
Who were they against? Do you know?
Yep. You could probably figure them out. So Providence,
yep.
Wisconsin struggled. They had a 4:27. And then SMU in that first half. They had 2 droughts of over 4 minutes in that first half. Second half had mounted the big comeback, ended up winning. So this team has been able to stay out of those scoring droughts way better. One, it's the ability to get to the free throw line, I think. Also, the offensive rebounding, I think, has played a big factor in it. But those are 2 things. The second thing I wanted to look up, you got some on that?
Number 2 also helps A.J. Storr. We've seen A.J. at times just go ahead and go get a bucket when needed, right? Like, that was a big part of last year's team. Yeah. They couldn't find that guy. What would happen is Chucky would have that ball shot clock situations, yep. And he'd make some of them. But those are just really tough shots.
2 years ago, Chucky had one of the famous quotes.
Absolutely.
Get the ball to Johnny Davis and get the out of the way.
Yep.
There's a similar philosophy at times when they need a bucket here with A.J. Storr that you could play that way. Go find a bucket. He had four dunks against Iowa. The team had six. We've got Big Ten Network stats and research looking this up. I think that's the most dunks we've had in a game in at least 10 years. And A.J. Storr responsible for four of them. Like, those are high percentage buckets, we'll call it.
I don't know anything about those, but I've heard they are high percentage.
Okay, so the second thing that I want to look up that I think is a big difference from a year ago was last year, what was one of the big narratives? Tight games, right? It was a heart attack season all over the place. 21 games decided by 5 points or less. Wisconsin went 13-8. They were really good at that the year before, the year they won the Big Ten Championship in 22. They were 12-2 in those close games. So 21 games close last year. Out of 13, how many times has Wisconsin had a close game this year? 6 points or less, like a two-possession game at the end. Zero. Wisconsin has not had one.
Really? I was thinking
which
that
is
SMU,
really interesting.
But, okay.
The closest final score was the SMU game where they had a big comeback in the second half, and they won by 8. Okay, so extrapolating that, like, what does that mean? It means that last year, when there was a one- or two-possession game in the final 5 minutes, Wisconsin couldn't close and run away, and every game would come down to the wire. This year, I'll explain it, they have been able to do that. So in the Iowa game most recently, Badgers up 6, 7.5 minutes to go. Polo, it never gets closer. They win by 11. At Michigan State, up 4, 8.5 minutes to go. Never gets closer, win by 13. The Marquette game here, up 5 with 4 minutes to go. Never gets closer, win by 11. The SMU game, tied, 2:48. SMU never grabs the lead. Wisconsin pulls away, wins by 8. And then Robert Morris, up 4 with 7 minutes to go, pull away, win by 10. Making free throws and finishing games has been a huge difference from a year ago.
Yeah, I remember talking to Chucky about that very thing before the first game this season. He said, yeah, we don't want, you know, we had last year we'd have big leads. It would slip away. We'd go down to the wire. We don't want that. So they've had answers. Obviously, AJ is a big part of it, but the experience, there's a calmness, and the improvement. You mentioned the free throw shooting. You have a couple guys in particular who have really upped their level of efficiency at the free throw line.
And I think they've gotten there, Matt. That's the biggest thing, right? Like the way that they've attacked the basket is so different in the late clock situations. That, to me, is my biggest takeaway. As you look at late clock situations, last year at times, that ball would stick and pound on top of the three-point line. Well, then what does that mean? The defenses all shift over, and you don't get anything driving to the basket. Now, late game and late clock situations, that ball has been popped around, so the driving lanes are so much bigger, which creates opportunities to get to the free throw line because you're aggressive when the clock's running down.
Yeah, interestingly enough, this team's not – they were playing a little faster. They're not anymore. Their average possession length is the second slowest of all major conference teams. Mm-hmm. So they're not exactly playing faster, but they're playing much more efficiently, and late in clocks – they're executing much better. And so back to the free throw frequency, your teams, your era when you played, and kind of one of the staples of this program used to be, what, making more free throws than the other team attempted. Yeah. Wisconsin's getting close now. It's been several years since we've had that here. 212 makes, 223 opponent attempts. Getting close.
Yeah, it's a great trend. And see if they, I know it's early. It's still early January. But you got to like the path that this team is on right now. Appreciate it, sir. That's Patrick Hurd. That is today's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has.
We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
At courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers get ready for Big Ten game number 3. They've won their first two. They're 10-3 overall, winners of 9 of their last 10. Taking on Nebraska, Fred Hoiberg's team, 12-2 overall, 2-1 in league play, and they've won 5 in a row. Fred Hoiberg, which is in his fifth year. Last year they were a 500 team. They've beaten Wisconsin the last two times out. But it just seems to me from a distance, he's got a little something going there. I mean, we'll see what today brings and moving forward for Nebraska. But they've done the transfer thing before it became such a big thing. But he's got some pieces together this year that I think make them very, very dangerous. Do you agree?
Well, he did the transfer thing at Iowa State before the transfer, like,
yes,
even
sir.
Way before. So now it was like, because it's a little bit different. But does he have the pieces to answer that question? Absolutely. Now, if you remember the way last year ended for this Nebraska team, they got hot. They won at Rutgers. They had some really good quality wins that kind of got this team to believe. And I think that's when you look at how they've gotten going so far, is that helped. Now, all of a sudden, you look at what this team has done and believe they're going to shoot a lot of threes. But this isn't your normal Nebraska team where you just say, oh, chalk it up, a victory for Wisconsin. No. This is a game that Wisconsin has to be dialed in. And it's more KYP. Know your personnel. There is going to be a lot of handoffs in this game. And how Wisconsin handles the handoffs is going to be crucial. They went from like a motion offense to a dribble kind of motion offense to now like a dribble handoff motion offense, which is different to what we've seen kind of in this game. And that's what we talked a little bit about, NBA offensive sets. But Fred does that with a bunch of sets to get a lot of guys open and shots. And they've got a boatload of shooters on this team as far as kind of what they do. And offensively, they got 6 players that average over 3-point attempts a game.
Yeah.
That's a bunch.
Yeah, their rate of shooting, more than 45% of their shot attempts are 3-point attempts. So it's a little bit of a different look here today. It's a very interesting test as the Badgers try to match their start in the Big Ten from last year.
It reminds me a little bit of Penn State last year.
Yeah, good call.
As far as what they've done, right? Like, and we saw how close that game was here last year, Penn State, Wisconsin.
Yep.
It's different. And that's when you look at this Wisconsin team. Now, I think their experience, they'll understand how to guard this, but that it is a different look than what you get.
All right. When last these teams met, Nebraska rallied from 17 down in the second half and beat Wisconsin and Lincoln in overtime. When last they met here, Nebraska ruined senior day and disrupted the Badgers' plans on winning the outright Big Ten championship. Obviously, the Badgers shared it
with the Chucky Hepburn bank shot against Purdue. But they've been a problem. In other words, Nebraska the last couple of times out. Wisconsin trying to get one here today and keep their winning ways going. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Robert Hack Diamonds now open in Brookfield and the other location on 76 in Layton. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues here at the Kohl Center, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. We talked all last year and probably the year before that, about the balance in this league. Well, congrats. As we speak, your team is the lone unbeaten in Big Ten play. I guess the annual reminder for fans, get used to it. I mean, this is just the way this league is going to be again.
Yeah, I think they just watch games so far, Matt. I know we're early, very early into it. Even games this morning that are going on, there's so much parity. And I think, you know, teams are still trying to figure some things out. And, you know, it's a long, long road. So that's why you don't get too high if things go well, and you don't crash and burn if things don't go well. So you just keep trying to get better every day and take them one day at a time, knowing that every game there's no easy ones. And I know that's easy from the outside to say, well, coach is just saying there's no easy ones, but you just look other games across the league, and it shows you the parity.
Yeah, it's game to game, and within the game too, we're riding the roller coaster. The way your guys handled it, and it's been good that we've been able to say this a few times this season, that when things look like they're starting to go sideways, your guys straighten it out. And you know, Chucky's doing his thing. Obviously, you got AJ. You just go down the line the way you guys are able to answer some tough stretches.
I mean, you know, basketball is a game of ebbs and flows. I mean, you're going to have some really good possessions. You're going to have some that are not so good, and you try to minimize the mistakes. I mean, the late Bob Knight said always, basketball is a game of mistakes, just be the team that makes the fewest. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have the runs. You have to be able to withstand them, you know, and answer back when a team does make a run or when you get in a little bit of a rut. And our guys have done a good job so far of answering those calls.
Interesting you say that, because I used to hear Coach Knight on his shows or maybe clips from clinics. I know you attended one of those. The spectacular plays are great, but it's much less about that than just being clean.
It is. You know, you try to be as sound as possible on both ends, and You know, we talk a lot about that. The highlight plays and off the backboard dunks, they get all the chatter, but it's so many other things that go into the other, you know, 75, 80 possessions that matter.
Even Chucky said if he would have seen AJ after the second one, it would have been a repeat. As a coach, he said, well, you better make it, right,
I guess? Yep. Yeah, that's basically how it is. I could tell Chucky glanced as he came, you know, towards the three-point line. I kind of figured what was up as I saw what was coming. So, you know, when you have really good players, you have to find that balance. You let them play and let them have some fun with it. And like you said, as long as you make it, we're all good.
And they did. And the Badgers 2-0 in Big Ten play, winners of 9 of their last 10. We'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's matchup with Nebraska as our conversation continues, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
In the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
So Badgers and Nebraska, we've talked about the Badgers playing well. Well, we better talk about the Huskers. They're really playing well as well. That was really impressive, their outing against Indiana.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they just, you know, they've gotten, I think, older in some areas of the guys that have stayed, and obviously better. And we start with Tominaga and go from there. But also the guys they brought in have, you know, whether they've been hurt, like a Gray or others that have come in, Rink Mast, who we saw here last year in the NIT at Bradley, they're better. And they got better players, the guys that have came back have gotten better. And then what they do schematically, both ends are a little unique. You know, they really spread you out, they shoot a lot of threes, put you in a lot of quandaries of when do you help, when do you not help, the recovery situations. And then defensively, they're very unique with how they really flood from the baseline. Good players and a good scheme. They have played really well. You know, beat Michigan State at home, beat Indiana, had a big lead at Minnesota. Otherwise, they're undefeated, too. So it'll be they're one of the more improved teams in the league.
You mentioned the threes, and then you know, somebody like a Rink Mast, who you mentioned you saw him in the NIT last year. You know, they had a really good passing big man, a great passing big man, you could say, in Derek Walker. But Mast gives him a little different dimension, though, doesn't he?
He does. He puts it on the floor as well, or probably better than what Derek Walker did, but also shoots threes. So that's, you know, he's made about one a game. So it's a threat. And that's always whenever you're playing those type of offenses that really stretch you out and utilize the corners and spacing and shoot threes, if they have a big that can shoot threes, it puts a lot more pressure on you because it takes the ability to maybe plant a guy in the paint and as emergency, as an insurance policy, so to speak. So we'll have to be aware of where he is, obviously, and know when we can put pressure on him and when we have to protect the rim on some of the cuts off of him.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Music.
WRJN.
Continue with our Badgers pregame coverage. Wisconsin and Nebraska here this afternoon at the Kohl Center. Time now for our Big Ten report presented by the Big Ten Network. It's good timing because I've been eager, Butchie, for you to tell me all about Trey Kaufman Wren. Because people who maybe like, huh? Last night, if they paid any attention to a really entertaining Purdue-Illinois game, you think Zach Edey. You think, you know, the backcourt. Trey Kaufman Wren had himself a night, didn't he?
Well, I think that just shows the depth of Purdue, right? Like, and that's why they're number one. We've seen Arizona up for very good team.
Yes.
We're going to see some other really good teams that are there. Tennessee, we saw live. Like, you look at the slate that Wisconsin's played, there's a lot of really good teams there. However, the reason that Purdue is number one is it's because it's consistency. They are the most consistent team in all of college basketball. And last night was a great example of that. Zach Edey foul trouble. Who steps up?
Yeah.
You talked about, right? Like, and then the guard play and what they've done. And that's the biggest difference right now as far as why they are the clear-cut number one team in the country.
And you said something that I don't think anybody has said all year, but it applied last night. Zach Edey was in foul trouble. Because he doesn't foul. But last night was a little bit different. I'll give Illinois credit, too, because the way that game started, I thought, Illinois is going to lose by 50.
Yep.
Right? It's 20-4 right out of the gate. Even the second half, it looked like Purdue was gaining separation. But Illinois made it very, very interesting late.
And what was interesting about it is how they did it. Their five-man, Coleman Hawkins, was able to change the look that you have against Purdue when you play. Normally, Zach Edey, okay, we got to play big ourselves. Well, Illinois found a little bit of secret sauce there, I think, as far as what teams might try to do against Purdue. Now, Purdue's that good that they can change it up themselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. Like, you can't get out of who you are too much, and sometimes coaches fall into that when you play Purdue. You just got to be really good at what you do. We talked about this on, I think it was Tuesday night, last game we were here, and the question mark was, what about Illinois? I think that game gives you more of an answer about what Illinois is without Terrence Shannon Jr. than kind of how good Purdue is, because you knew Purdue was really good.
It's going to be interesting to see long-term how Illinois is able to hold up. But, I mean, if you're an Illinois fan, you had to think last night, you know, maybe a little bit of coulda, shoulda, but on the other hand, going, oh, yeah, I think we're –
You still have a pretty good team on your hands down in Champaign.
Purdue was favored, I think, was by like 11 points, which was a lot of points. When you look at kind of a top 10 matchup, very rarely do you see that. And all of a sudden, you know, sure enough, it was right.
Game in progress right now, getting late in Iowa City. The Hawkeyes in control, leading Rutgers 82-65. A little bounce-back opportunity here for the Hawkeyes, trying to get their first Big Ten win. Rutgers, barring a rally, will drop 2-0-3. In fairness, it's a different-looking team. They've got some guys back, obviously, at Rutgers, but got a couple of missing pieces from last year as well. A
couple missing pieces. You look at that, and you saw Cam Spencer last night for UConn drill a three, get an offensive rebound, and then drill a deep three to have UConn win at Butler. Yeah, he was at Rutgers as
well.
So, like, there are some of those pieces that aren't there. I think Rutgers is young with a mix of old, if that makes sense. Guys are asked to change roles, and how have they done that? And then Iowa just getting back home and kind of playing well. I thought Iowa played really well today. I really did. I thought when you look at the way that Iowa's trending, they're playing better basketball.
A game I'm interested in tonight, Ohio State at Indiana. A, I want to see how Indiana bounces back after being throttled in Lincoln.
Throttled.
And they really were.
Yes, it wasn't close.
And Ohio State, you know, held off Rutgers. But Chris Holtman's team is 12-2. They look considerably better than last year. I know they had a good start last year, lost on a late shot against Purdue, and things really seem to unravel. But, you know, with Bruce Thornton, Roddy Gale, they have some pieces there. Okpara in the front line. Got a chance to be pretty good here, I think.
It's really crazy to think how similar both programs at Wisconsin and Ohio State were, especially last year. Started off so well and then they had a little bit of a slide, but they're mirror each other so well. And I'm interested in that game because I think Ohio State is a team that's better. I don't believe in Indiana. I just don't. I don't think they have enough guard play, and I don't think they shoot it well enough from three.
Yeah.
And those two things in any of college basketball, why has Wisconsin been so good? Well, Chuck Hepburn's been a big part of that. He's taking care of the ball. He's got that team in the right positions. And for me, like, he's understood when Wisconsin needs to push it and when they need to pull it back out and run great offense. And I don't see that at all from Indiana.
No, not right now. They got Xavier Johnson back in the lineup, but he's struggled. Looked like, you know, somebody hadn't been around a whole lot the last few games. Their front line is really good.
It's really good.
But, yeah, the backcourt.
I like Xavier. I just don't think Xavier's a great leader.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen him the last 3 years, called games. I think that's a big question mark.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. It'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. Indiana is on the home floor. Remember, Indiana played Kansas really, really well until the last couple of minutes, but we'll see what happens in that game. A lot of reasons why we're interested in that, because the next game Wisconsin plays after today will be in Columbus against the Buckeyes on Wednesday night. That is the Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. We continue. Butchie has our keys to today's game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says, I need to go to the bathroom. And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hey friends, Mats Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
at Shields. We know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon.